Hi there, listeners. Welcome to episode 236 of Never on the Back Foot podcast. Rohit Sharma-led Indian team continued their supreme run in the ongoing edition of the World Cup and defeated England by 100 runs in Lucknow on Sunday. Leading the team from the front, Rohit Sharma scored 87 of 101 balls, helping India pile on a respectable 221 for 9 on a tricky surface. England, in response, failed to resist the Indian attack spearheaded by Jasprit Bumrah. The tourists were bundled up for 129 in 34.5 overs. Apart from Rohit, Surya Kumar Yadav made a significant 49-run contribution towards the closing stage of the Indian innings. Mohammad Shami, who completed a fifer in the previous encounter, continued from where he left and injected 4 blows in the 7 overs he bowled. Bumrah too returned with clinical figures, reading 3 for 32, and the spin duo of Ravindra Jadeja and Kuldeep Yadav accounted for 3 wickets. India, who now have won all their 6 matches, stand at the top of the table with 12 points. England, who have just 1 win from 6 matches, occupy the bottom spot in the 10-team competition. In this episode, we will focus on the match, major talking points, analysis, and observations. On the podcast today, we have Alan, who is a professional MC and an ardent cricket lover, joining us. Stage is his first love, and cricket is a close second. He is currently pursuing his masters in Bengaluru, and during the weekends, you'll find him either socializing or attending events or having a World Cup watch party at his place. Without further ado, let's get started. Hi, Alan. Welcome to Never on the Back Foot podcast. Now, every single time I see you, I'm like, hey, that's Alan, who's a cricket fan who definitely should be on my podcast. And separated by just one ball. Okay, now not one ball because you're like, your class is far off. I'm glad we're doing this collaboration. So how are you doing today?
Oh, my God. So Never on the Back Foot podcast has Alan Jomon. So it's like a bucket list for me, actually.
Oh, my God.
Like, rather than you being, it's like a fanboy moment for me. Oh, my God. Neha Shetty has invited me. I was jumping. I was having my food. I threw my plate away. I'm like, now I'm a podcast star. I'm not having this chindi food of SG Palya. No, but it's been always fun. I've been following your podcast ever since you shared it last year. Like, when I got to know that we have a podcaster amongst us, I was like curious. Oh my God, she's podcasting. Yay. I also wanted to have a podcast. So like, it's a tidbit from my side. Like, I started a podcast which was titled Buddies.
Ooh.
Buddy Talks with Alan Jomon. But it had only one episode.
Wow,
so yeah,
still,
it's actually fun for me. I'm glad to be a part of it. Thank you so much for inviting me, Neha.
Thanks, Alan, you know, for being here. And even the occasion that unites us is, you know, a positive one. Now, India has made it 6 wins out of 6 at the World Cup.
Yes.
And, you know, the fervor seems to be high. And, you know, this is a home World Cup, which obviously means a lot. So to kickstart our discussion, what are your first thoughts on the win and what did you make of it?
Oh my God, I was so happy. I was so worried. Like, England has batting which goes really deep. It's like even the 8th wicket partnership could take away the match. So I was worried about the English side. But, you know, the English side hasn't been playing like they used to. Like, you can obviously see the lack of confidence in their team. But I was so happy with the Indian team's performance. And like, Shami is like, you know, he's like this guy who's like, you know, just throwing the ball and taking wicket at every ball. It's like, you know, it's unplayable. And the way he trapped Ben Stokes, oh my God, I could watch that repeat for a lifetime. Oh my God, that over was amazing. And I was so happy with us winning while defending a total. Which I feel like Rohit Sharma was lying that he would have won the toss and taken to bat. But I'm glad that England won the toss and elected to bowl first, because of which, you know, we could see it. But yeah, early on, we saw that Indian side was, you know, Rohit Sharma has been a positive note for us, which is a good thing as well. But yeah, it was very unlike of Virat Kohli, who got trapped by David Willey. And yeah, he got outplaying a really bad shot, if I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, kudos to Willey. He trapped him really good for a 9-ball duck.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was overall happy with the defending and the overall team effort. Like, in this match, we improved our fielding as well. Like, England was all over us when they were fielding. Like, I mean, David Malan was literally flying I could seem like, you know,
Yeah.
going from one end of the field to the other, like in seconds. So, like, that was a really good sign for us as well, like in terms of fielding. Like during New Zealand, we dropped a few catches. Ravindra Jadeja dropped a catch, which was like a
Surprising.
surprise and once in a lifetime moment for us as well. But yeah, this time fielding was also good. So I was really happy with the outcome.
Definitely. I mean, a lot of talking points you bring up that we will talk through the course of our episode as well. But let's talk about the Lucknow pitch, right? Now, considering the batting performances that both the teams put forth, I think there were like a lot of like negative comments that were attributed to that pitch. So how do you look at that pitch and what did you make of it?
I mean, there haven't been much matches being played at Lucknow apart from the West Indies series, if I'm not wrong, and the IPL matches we have seen. And every time Lucknow pitch like surprises us. Like we have seen even in the IPL, Lucknow like scoring 193 and defending it. And Lucknow losing to RCB, who scored 126 and they like lost by 6 runs or something. So Lucknow pitches have always been tricky, but I think that's the beauty of having playing at different venues, right? You get to experience. If every pitch was similar, then what's the point of even playing? You know that one pitch is going to give advantage to the bowlers as well as batters, right? But having tricky pitches is what like you know ignites the beauty of cricket, is what I feel. I mean, I don't listen to these negative comments because like you know every place the World Cup happens, there is this one particular ground that has something tricky, and everybody just goes gaga over that, ki this pitch is not safe, this pitch is this, this pitch is that. But at least like you know I feel like it's not like Pakistan is something that is good. Like they have really flat surface, like you know you can
Roads.
whack the ball. Yeah, it's like a road highway.
Yeah.
It's like playing gully cricket there. But I mean,
Yeah.
tricky pitches is always something good. So, you know, we could see that how the players had to change their temperament to play, which was a good sign of, which is a good sign of a cricketer, if you ask me. Like, you need to be adaptable if you want to play a game like cricket, because, you know, you can't always have one set of parameters under which you play. Like, you need to switch and switch your style while you're playing as well. So I think I overall liked the pitch and it was a good match as well.
Definitely, and it brought out a very different side of the Indian team as well. Now, obviously, coming into this match, India's playing 11 was also under focus. Like, what could be the possible changes we'd see? So, what are your thoughts on the playing 11 we fielded?
So I'll be very honest. I was expecting another over from Virat Kohli because we were playing with five bowlers only, and you know it gets tiring when you have to bowl 10 overs is what I feel. So that extra depth in bowling as well as batting that Hardik Pandya gave was you know hard to figure out within just one match. I was expecting that Ashwin would play because you know all-rounder, the benefits of an all-rounder is always there. But I'm glad that we went with Surya Kumar because I think the knock that he played was really different, and it wasn't a Surya Kumar Yadav kind of an innings that he played. You could see that he was waiting, he was giving strike to Rohit Sharma as well whenever he was on strike with him. But as soon as Rohit Sharma was gone, he changed the tempo of the game. Like you know that six that he flicked Willie over, Willie or Wood over. Oh my God, that was such a beautiful shot. I was like screaming on top of my lungs when I saw that shot. It was like, you know, vintage sky activated his mode. So yeah, I mean the lineup was good, but I think that this match we won because we were more confident than England. But I think this total was chaseable, like Rohit Sharma even mentioned, 20 30 runs they were actually short.
Short, yeah.
But I think this England side, they couldn't, you know, chase it down because, like, you know, I think only two or three wickets were lost to good balls. Like the Shami one to Ben Stokes, that was a beautiful delivery. That was the ball of the tournament for me. And the Joe Root one, which where Bumrah trapped him LBW, I think those were good balls. But apart from that, England just threw their wickets away. It was like a deck of cards falling. So yeah, apart from that, I mean, I was happy with the Indian team lineup, but yeah, we need to, you know, learn from this match and, you know, recover well. Like this kind of collapses cannot happen again, because I mean, I feel like if it was Netherlands or Afghanistan sort of a team, they would have chased it down for sure. So like Afghanistan and Netherlands have come out on top, like a confident team who have, you know, beaten previous champions like a stronger England team, Pakistan team, they have defeated them. So it wasn't much of a difficulty to beat us as well. So yeah, I mean, overall I'm happy, but yeah, the Hardik Pandya lack would concern us a lot, and yeah, we need to move forward in a positive stride and, you know, learn from our mistakes is what I feel.
Definitely. And I think this batting performance is hopefully an aberration, because when you're playing against other subcontinent teams and even the likes of, you know, Afghanistan and Netherlands, who have been having this dream World Cup, I think performances like this would certainly not be ideal. Now, even when you look at England, they were coming into this match with like such less confidence, right? Yet, you know, we saw them put their best show, I feel, because now winning the toss, you decide to, you know, bowl first. And this meant India would be batting for the first time, like in the first innings, right? So how stoked were you at the possibility that, you know, India is going to be batting in the first innings? It's going to be a big challenge, and, you know, against a team like England that definitely you wouldn't want to write off.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, when we were supposed to bat, I was a little bit happy. But then I heard Rohit Sharma saying that we would have also chosen to bat. But I was like, no. He's lying. For sure. He would have selected to chase it. Because if we know that we have something that is our strength, why would you choose opposite, right? I mean, I wouldn't blame him if we would have won the toss and elected to chase first. Because if it's our strong side, it's our strong suit, right? Why would you try anything else? Because, I mean, after winning five matches chasing, I think it gives us confidence that we can win against any other team. So like, we have a Netherlands match coming up, we have a Sri Lanka match coming up. We might try, you know, batting first and defending it there to see what's the outcome. But I don't think we would want to risk it against a team like England, who are unpredictable, right? So yeah, I was happy as well as a bit worried. And the first 10 overs, like, you know, increased the bar for worriness a little bit, because Kohli was gone and Gill was gone. But yeah, apart from that, I mean, we did a pretty good job. I mean, I was happy with Sky's role. He anchored the sixth and seventh partnership. But I'm a bit worried about Jadeja's batting, because he has gotten only two chances, I think. Two or one? Was it first? No, I think it was his second appearance in batting. But yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a worry, because he's coming in as a finisher. He has to play that role of a finisher, because after him it's like Kuldeep, Shami and Bumrah, although Bumrah can whack as well, as we saw, as he has been showing us since Asia Cup and, you know, this World Cup as well. But yeah, we can't rely on him for like 20 odd runs as well, right? We need a proper finisher who can give us, like, you know, in four overs at least a score of 40 runs or 45 runs. So yeah, I mean, that was the only concern. But otherwise, I was really happy that, you know, I wasn't like happy with the batting performance, but I was content with the batting performance, that yeah, it's fine. We were 20-30 runs short because the pitch was tricky. Apart from that, yeah, I was really happy that we were batting first and we were able to defend it.
Yeah,
we made it spectacular six and we are unbeaten in the World Cup so far.
And as you rightly pointed out, you know, playing right into our worries, India had a very disappointing start, right? Losing Shubman Gill and Virat Kohli. Now, when you try to break down their dismissals, it was a proper setup, right, by England. The way they actually calculated that and executed it to perfection. What are your thoughts on that amazing dismissals?
I mean, both the teams were playing tactically really well. The bowlers were, you know, on point. And like, I mean, after Virat Kohli's dismissal, the pitch was shown, like where Willie was bowling, and every ball was a length delivery, which is like amazing. Like, how do you perfect that thing? Like, you are bowling not in the slot, but exactly in the length, and like trapping that guy. Because Virat Kohli is not someone who's, like, you know, trapped so easily. He can change his game however he wants. Like, you know, he controls once he's in, like, you know, once he starts playing the shots. But, like, you know, trapping him with the fielding as well as the bowling length was something that, you know, was really amazing to see. Like, after the Malan fielding, you could see the worry on Virat Kohli's face. Like, you know, it was 9 ball, 0 run scored. And he had to go for that shot. But, I mean, he didn't need to. But he had to go for that shot to increase his confidence as well as the team's confidence, right? because you cannot be a senior player and play like that, because it was just 1 wicket down, so there were other batters to come. But if you start playing slow and keep the momentum slow, I think the opponent team will take the match away. So, I mean, I wouldn't blame Virat Kohli, but I think he should have been a little more patient and shouldn't have gone for that shot. But yeah, I mean, David Willey and Chris Wokes, were really on song that day, so we couldn't say anything about that. But yeah, our bowlers also, set up the Mohammad Shami set up for Ben Stokes. Oh my God, that was amazing. And Bumrah also bowled really well, trapping Malan first, then getting a wicket like Joe Root, who could switch his gears according to will, right? So I mean, getting that wicket was really important. I mean, because if it was Joe Root on the crease, I mean, he could have taken the match away for sure.
That's again not true. And although India was rocked by these dismissals early on, now Rohit Sharma really stabilized, right? That sinking ship. And to a great extent, he was well supported by KL Rahul also at the other end. Till the latter just threw his
He also
wicket
holed
away.
out.
So what did you make of those dismissals again?
I mean, Rohit Sharma has been in dismal form, is what I feel. Like, he is playing so well. I mean, I don't know what happens. Like, he works out more, or he's always starts to get ready when it's about when it's about World Cup, is something what I feel. I mean, I don't know. Like, something happens when he starts playing World Cup. Because before that, if you see, there are these knocks that aren't appreciated enough. It's like 50 odd runs, 60 runs, he's getting starts, but he can't convert into two big scores. But when it comes to World Cup, it's something we are seeing a different Rohit Sharma altogether. Like, even his captaincy, if you see, it's like, amazing. And even after losing Shubman Gill and Virat Kohli, he stayed till, I mean, I think 35th over he was there, I think, if I'm not wrong. Like, he played 20, 30 overs even after, being an opener. Is like, it's amazing how you can, keep that temperament and play with the middle order batsman. I mean, obviously Rahul holed out when the partnership was looking really good, but still, even after that, he made 20, 30 odd runs, wherein two sixes were hit for Adil Rashid, which was a good shot, and he tried to go for another one in the next over and he got caught. But I mean, Rohit Sharma has been in amazing form, and I think we should only call him for World Cups, is what I feel. I mean, it's good, Dave. It was good to see him play like that. Play freely is what I feel. I mean, otherwise, you see that there is this tension when Rohit Sharma is playing.
Correct.
I mean, he isn't worried about records, obviously, but he needs to, step up for the team as a senior player as well as the leader, right?
Right. I mean, as the captain, leading from the front is something he's really, exemplifying this World Cup. And looking more into India's batting now, Shreyas Iyer, right? His this weakness against short ball is really again, resurfacing. And his dismissal raised a lot of eyebrows as to, why would he play that shot in that given situation? So again, do you think, Shreyas Iyer is someone who could be replaced, say, a Hardik Pandya comes back in later, and what more can Shreyas Iyer do to, salvage his position in that team?
I think the injury and coming back suddenly for the platform like World Cup is really tough when it comes to a player. Like, he just played, I think, 4 games in the Asia Cup as well. And next up, it was the challenge of World Cup, right? So I think he needs more games, because he has been put into the team directly over others, because we know the kind of player Shreyas Iyer is, right? Because he alone can take the games away from teams. So I think we should be a little more patient. I don't think he should be replaced at that spot. But yeah, I mean, if he doesn't perform in the group stages, why not? We can replace him for sure. We have options like Hardik Pandya. The latest news that I read was he'll be back by semis only. So yeah, I mean, why not try him till there, or like maybe replace him with like an Ashwin or something, because we need all rounders as well. So, but I feel like he should be given one or two more matches to see how he performs. But yeah, the short ball worry is something that has disturbed our players. Rohit Sharma has mastered it. He has perfected the pull shot. I mean, he could be called Pulhit Sharma or something could be a new name for him, because his pull shots are a joy to watch. But yeah, I mean, short balls have always been a concern for us, but I think he can get over it if given a few more chances.
Definitely. And I think another breath of fresh air in that Indian batting has to be Surya Kumar Yadav. Now, he is
Oh,
constantly under
absolutely.
fire in this ODI setup. And I think his performance, the one in this match specifically, the 49, was, I think, a very crucial knock. And the context of this match will always be remembered as a very helpful, a knock that helped the team. So, what did you make of his performance and the way, he negotiated with the English bowlers is a sight to see, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That I think that six was just meant for the highlights package that would be made for this match. Because I think that was an the Surya Kumar Yadav showed his temperament in this match, is what I feel. Like when the other players were losing their wickets for, shots like which weren't needed. He was playing with tail enders, so he had to go for that shot. He didn't care about the record, like he didn't care about making a 50. But he just went for that shot and lost his wicket, which is fair enough because we were in the last 5 overs when he was joined by Bumrah or Shami, is what I remember. I don't specifically remember it. That's when he holed out and got out. But it's fine. I mean, Surya Kumar Yadav showed his the kind of player he is. He like waited when he was with Rohit Sharma. He wanted to stitch a partnership which could take the match deep, and he could start firing like he did against Willie. And yeah, I cannot, cannot stop admiring that shot. And Mohammad Shami's over is what I feel. Those were the highlights for me from that match. But Surya Kumar Yadav, he showed you why he was chosen over other players, is what I feel. Because whenever there's a batting collapse, if you have a six number player who can play shots like those in the last few overs, I mean, it's a sigh of relief for the captain as well. Like, if he can play stitch partnerships with the tail enders, it's a good sign for a player to play like that, is what I feel.
Definitely. And I think due credit also has to be given to the England bowling, right? The way they humbled the Indian batting and special focus on David Willey, Chris Wokes, Mark Wood, and Adil Rashid. They, I think, particularly stood out with their bowling performance, really setting the tempo. So, what are your thoughts on their performance? And, do you think England would finally feel a little relaxed considering, the kind of World Cup they've had, that at least their bowling is like decent?
Oh yeah, I mean, absolutely. I feel that IPL has helped other country players more than us, is what I feel. Like, Mark Wood is a part of a Lucknow squad, so he knows the pitch really well. He played last season here only. So, I mean, more than him, I was surprised with how Willie was, landing the balls in the right patches, is what I feel. But yeah, Mark Wood, you have to give credit to all the four bowlers. They bowled really well. Like, Adil Rashid also knew that, Rohit Sharma is definitely going to eye for a six in his over. And, he changed his length just a little bit and the fielder was placed perfectly. So, all the players actually has to be given due credit, but especially David Willey and Chris Wokes for that opening, section of overs. Like, I think David Willey or Chris Wokes was asked to bowl 7 overs, is what I remember, or David Willey. Someone was asked to bowl 7 overs on the trot, and it's not easy for a bowler to, come in after each over and bowl 7 overs on the trot. But they, managed that role really well, which was assigned to them by the captain, and they got the fruits for their hard work, is what I feel. I mean, the English bowlers, they are always a treat to our eyes, is what I feel. Even in IPL, the bidding is always high for English players. Like even Ben Stokes and Jofra Archer, I remember, went for a whopping 14 or 13 crores by Mumbai Indians. So yeah, the English players are always a treat to watch. But in this match, I mean, England bowlers boosted their confidence. The batsmen were disappointing, but the bowlers is what kept them alive in the match, is what I feel. Even when it came to the late batting, I remember Chris Wokes and David Willey hitting boundaries and sixes for them, what their batters couldn't replicate. So yeah, I mean, the bowlers were positive point for them from this match.
That's actually true. And now, just trying to deconstruct England's chase. Now, again, they had a tricky start losing Milan and Root consecutively, which was a big blow to their prospects, right?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, Malan losing the wicket, I mean, he looked a bit underconfident, but I think before this over only he hit 16 runs or something. But Bumrah was unplayable in this match, is what I feel for Malan. Other players could, at least defend him, but Malan was looking a little uncertain in terms of Bumrah's bowling, and Bumrah set him up really well as well, is what I feel. And he got the wicket of Malan as well as Root. Root was trapped right in front. I mean, he wasn't expecting that ball to nip that way, but I mean, the wicket of Root was amazing. Is what I feel, the LBW wicket, and tricking someone into getting caught on the pads like that is something of a magic only, is what I feel. Like Bumrah is an asset to us as well as the cricketing world, is what I feel.
And an injury-free Bumrah is something the cricketing world definitely
Oh
needs a
yeah, we
lot
were
more.
missing. Yeah.
Yeah, and we will gush about him a little later on. But again, focusing
Yes.
on England's run chase. Now, even Johnny Bairstow and Ben Stokes were back in the pavilion, and this is like within the 10th over. Suddenly you could see, sparks in Indian fans of, this remarkable victory that we were going to notch. And you could see how
Yeah.
England was seriously reeling under pressure. So at that point, how phenomenal was India's bowling that could, really ensure that the match was, tilting in our favor?
Oh yeah, I mean, one person we haven't talked about is Kuldeep Yadav, and
True.
his addition to the team has, increased the strength of our bowling unit, is what I feel. I mean, he's coming back after a long time. We saw his exploits in the Asia Cup. And the Stephen Smith wicket that he took was a highlight for me. It was supposed to be the ball of the tournament for me until the Shami ball to Stokes. But yeah, Kuldeep Yadav also, assisted really well. And Jaddu, we all know about him. I mean, it's like obvious. We can't see our team without Jaddu's batting, bowling, or fielding. And that SWAT celebration, I'm missing out on that. Let's hope that we get to see that as well. But yeah, I mean, the bowlers were really on song that day. I mean, Shami was out of this world. He was like bowling on a totally different pitch. But other bowlers also complemented each other really well. I mean, the bowling changes were something to be applauded by Rohit Sharma. I mean, bringing in Jadeja at the right point, bringing in Kuldeep Yadav at the right point, getting that important wicket of, I forgot whose wicket did he get? Somebody's wicket. But Kuldeep's bowling is something. I mean, I bowl wrist spin as well, so I mean, I'm always glad to see Kuldeep getting wickets, that too bowled ones, which is like a treat to the eyes. And I always gush over Kuldeep Yadav. I mean, if I could get, even 10% like him, is, I mean, I believe I'll be blessed to be like him. But yeah, they all credits to Indian bowlers. I mean, we are on song this World Cup, and we are showing them what a huge asset we have in terms of bowling. Like, Ashwin is also there, and we brought back Shami. I can't even imagine what happens when we, play Ashwin in one match. I mean, I'm pretty sure he'll make a mark as well. But yeah, the other teams need to be worried about our bowling unit, because we are on song and we are here to win it, is what I feel.
Yeah, and looking quite unstoppable at the moment because breaking into this English batting with the ease was something
Yeah.
quite fascinating right now. Even as Liam Livingstone and Moeen Ali were dismissed, I think the nail was in the coffin, and a recovery was
Yeah.
of course, far from impossible for England. So, did you think it was game set match, India?
After 4 wickets, yeah, I was like, it's done. They are not going to win it. But still, like I said, they have a really deep batting. Even Adil Rashid could come in at number 9 and, whack some sixes. Mark Wood also is known for hitting boundaries, like as we have seen in the IPL. But yeah, I mean, after 4 wickets there, we could see their morale, going a bit down. Only Moeen Ali was playing freely, is what I feel. Otherwise, Chris Wokes, the bowlers were the only highlight of this match for the English team, even in terms of batting as well as bowling. Only Chris Wokes and David Willey were, trying to save the match. We have seen Chris Wokes win matches for England, but tonight wasn't the night. And yeah, I mean, what's the point of having a deep batting when the batters can't even, you know, reach half the score margin? You know, they are tail enders for a reason. They can only make max to max 30 or 40 odd runs for you as tail enders. It's like the like total three wickets, I'm saying, like 30, 40 runs is something that you can leave to tail enders. But you can't leave a whole 150, 140 runs to tail enders, right? You need to score something so that the match is also interesting, as well as the tail enders also have a hope that, you know, they can also take a sigh of relief that, I mean, when Adil Rashid walked in and he saw like he needs to score 100 plus runs, I mean, I can't even imagine what he was going through, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
He can't score it. It's obvious. I mean, they need a miracle to score those level of runs as a tail ender. But after Chris Wokes' wicket, I was like, you know, there's no point in even thinking about it. They are going bottom of the table and we are staying on top of the table, is what I felt after the six wickets were down.
Definitely. And I think even as Chris Wokes, you know, Adil Rashid and Mark would, you know, try to provide some respite, that target is obviously going to be out of reach. And that's why, you know, due credit has to be given to Shami, right? Who not just carried on that form from the previous game, but I think it was this incredible line and length, like he was bowling, that really made, you know, batting look almost impossible. And coming back from, you know, the kind of setbacks he's had in his career, how would you assess Shami's performance and just simply impress him, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, I could speak for an hour or like for a day on Shami and his comeback. Oh my God, that setup to Ben Stokes, oh my God. That was like, I am glad that I watched the match live so that I could see it on screen, like taking shape, and then that amazing delivery to get him out bowled was a treat to the eyes. And, you know, I remember watching him when he was playing his first match. He was, you know, a couple of wickets short from Bumrah. And definitely not near to Zahir Khan or Jawagal Srinath. But right now he's on number three and he could very well beat that record of the highest wicket takers in World Cup. And he could really, you know, cross Zahir Khan and Jawagal Srinath in like he has taken nine wickets already. And he could if he takes a few more, he'll be on top. And I mean, as far as I can see, only Bumrah can break that record. Otherwise, no other bowler can reach even near to that. But yeah, Shami's bowling has to be, you know, working wonders for us. I mean, the Hardik Pandya injury might be a setback, but Shami has been a blessing for us for the bowling attack as well. I mean, Siraj hasn't fired as much as we wanted him to. But yeah, Shami and Bumrah are like striking. Really was. I mean, after five overs, he gave away like around four runs and he had taken two wickets, which is like a football score. And that was something it was like amazing to see, like how he was, you know, how he set up Ben Stokes. And even after getting that wicket, he wasn't stopping at all. He was bowling in all the right spots and, you know, he wasn't giving runs away very easily. I don't know how did he end up giving 22 runs. I was like shocked. I was like, he might have given 10, 15 runs. But when they showed that 22 runs were given, I was like shocked. When did the batter scored these many runs was what I was thinking. But yeah, all credits to Shami. Oh my God, he has been a beautiful revelation for us in this World Cup.
Definitely. And, you know, with the likes of even Bumrah and Kuldeep Yadav contributing to this win, playing excellent support, I think somewhere the Indian bowling is really shaping up well, right? So how amazing is to see this happening, you know, because usually when we talk about India, it's the batting that takes center stage. But now, you know, you have the bowling that's really ensuring that in case the batting department has a bad day, you still have this one to, you know, salvage matches. So these are amazing and positive signs, right?
I mean, yeah, we have always had this bowling lineup, which has, you know, scared the other teams. But every time it has been either one or two bowlers, you know, striking wickets at the right time and the other bowlers just assisting by not taking wickets but by bowling good. But this time, as we can see, like all the bowlers are taking wickets, taking crucial wickets, in fact. Like whenever they are given ball, they are like taking wickets and, you know, they're supporting each other really well. I mean, Even though when Hardik Pandya was there, our bowling looked more formidable because everybody didn't need to bowl 10 overs. But even after losing him, they have to bowl all the 10 overs, but they don't look, worried or tired about it. They're always up for the challenge, and whenever they are needed, they take wickets for us. And we have come together as a formidable bowling unit, is what I feel. I mean, apart from that, we had all these, batters over the years who have, won us matches. I mean, Sachin Tendulkar was always there. He was a match winner for us. But this time, I think we have an all-round proper team, is what I feel, even in the fielding department, even in the batting, even in the bowling. Like, whenever someone fails, the other department is always ready to support and, win matches for us. If the batters can't win it for us, the bowlers obviously step up their game and win it for us. In all the matches what we have seen, only the New Zealand match was where we, were lacking in the fielding department. I mean, that was the match where they showed us the medal thing two, three times, and then they performing like that was a worry. But I mean, they, recovered well, and this match also, like, England and India, both the teams were, competing with each other to see who has the best fielders and who does the best fielding, is what I feel. But yeah, I mean, this World Cup, we have a proper team who aren't relying on a certain department, but who have come together as a proper unit to work on winning this World Cup. And they look confident as ever. I mean, England in the start were really confident, but I think those setbacks, especially the Afghanistan match, has affected them really badly. They don't look confident at all. Like I said, I mean, even from the start of the chase, they didn't look that confident. That's why I felt like if it was a Netherlands or an Afghanistan chasing this total, they would have definitely thrashed us, is what I feel. I mean, sorry if that's a controversial statement, but I support Indian team, but I know their limitations as well. This was a England team who were lacking confident, because of which they couldn't chase this total. But if it was for some other team, I mean, even if it was for strong Netherlands side, they would have chased it down for sure, is what I feel.
It's actually true, and as I think ardent Indian fans, I'm pretty sure you'll agree with me that it's heartening, right, to see India perform this way. It's not just, over dependence on one unit.
Absolutely,
You
one
see the
unit.
entire team gelling well together, and none of the matches just end up becoming, over dependence on this one unit, which is actually amazing to see. And I think with Rohit Sharma at the helm, we see all the players being utilized to their maximum capacity. And
Potential,
having been
yeah,
a
absolutely.
champion captain himself, I think, we are in good stead for the rest of the World Cup.
Absolutely. I mean, we are not worried about, not winning the World Cup. I mean, we are worried about who else but us could be in the run to win the World Cup, is what I feel. I mean, our finals is there for sure. I mean, we are just waiting to see which team, could be the tough competition for us in the finals. But as far as I can see, the only competition for us was batting first this time around. I mean, this match could have given us the scare. But, as you see, our team was more confident on this day, more than England, is what made us win. And, the team is gelling well, which is a good side to. There are no negatives. So, I mean, all the four or five bowlers that we have, Siraj, Bumrah, Kuldeep, Jadeja, and at a certain point, Shami, now we have found Shami, but at a certain point, Hardik Pandya, they were all, they're all coming together and, contributing to wickets. I mean, the Pakistan wicket that Hardik Pandya got, which was a meme as well, that was the best part. I mean, you want to watch these sequences again and again. Like, this World Cup has given us so many, once in a lifetime moments. Like, and with the technology being so advanced, we get to see in depth of what the players are thinking, or what the players, how the players are doing what they are doing. I mean, yeah, it's kudos to the Indian team for, bringing the perfect 15 into the lineup. I mean, there were a lot of, criticism when the team was announced, but I think, our players have made sure that, the mark while they're playing as well, is what I feel. Like, they have made all the doubters, all the haters keep themselves shut. Our bowl or our bat will do the talking, is what I feel.
Definitely, and irrespective of where India ends up in this World Cup, I mean, as ardent fans, we will hope, India ends up winning. I think we'll still be proud of the campaign we have had so far, especially this group stage. You're on the back of 6 wins, and then you have 3 more matches to go, and everything is looking good at least at the moment. And even Rohit Sharma, I think, in the press match mentioned how India was somewhere 20 30 runs short, yet it was a dominant 100 run win. So this is of course a big
Absolutely.
boost to the net run rate and even the confidence of the team at large. So do you think a statement like this by Rohit Sharma really shows that there's no complacency that's creeping in and they want to improve at any given match and situation?
Absolutely. I mean, like I've been seeing all throughout this conversation that we are having as well. I mean, if it was some other team, we definitely would have been 20, 30 runs short, which is a good point from Rohit Sharma as well. We can see that how he's passionate about his game and how he wants to see the team perform even better in the next match is what I feel. I mean, the 100 runs victory isn't like, giving away the fact that we were short on the runs. But I mean, it's a good thinking by Rohit Sharma as well. And I mean, he also knows now, like, if you're put into such situation, if you were put into such situation in the later stages of the match where the win mattered, I mean, that would have been a really, I mean, we would have been bummed out to, lose that kind of a match where the win was expected or, like, we were supposed to win after giving such great performances. So it's a good move from Rohit Sharma as well. He knows, how the team can perform. I mean, he knew that the pitch we could have scored, we could have gone on to score 250, 260 odd runs very easily. But the temperament was the issue when it came to the our players. And we were batting for the first time. The team also was used to playing slow when it came to chases because we were so comfortable winning all the other matches that the this was supposed to happen to us. Like our temperaments needed to be checked when it came to batting first. But yeah, I mean, I was really happy with that statement from Rohit Sharma as well. I mean, because he also knew for a fact that if it was some other team, I mean, if there was a team like New Zealand, say, or like, even the associate teams who have been playing really well, I mean, we cannot, count them out. I mean, we have a match against Netherlands. I mean, we cannot count them out. I mean, they could be the fourth or the third, even the third team to be playing the semis with us. So no, I'm not counting them out at all. But yeah, if it was some other team and if we had performed like this, I mean, we would have secured our first loss is what I feel. And I'm pretty glad that Rohit Sharma came out with that statement because, it gives us, it shows his clarity to the game and to the team and what he expects of the team. And I mean, yeah, we played well because of which we won and we had more confidence because of which we won. I mean, if it was some other team, I mean, there are chances we might have lost. I mean, I wouldn't say like, we were completely down and out because we have amazing bowlers. But yeah, there was possibility that the other team could have taken the game away if it was some other team.
Definitely. And now even India, would be beaming from this win because it has come against an opposition like England, against whom we have an interesting history at
History,
ICC
yeah, absolutely, yeah.
events as well. But do you think there are still some areas that need ironing? Of course, you've mentioned how India is missing Hardik Pandya, but somewhere, the playing level is still coming well together. But any areas that still need attention and are concerning somewhere?
I mean, we were playing this game after a week or so. So, I mean, that could have affected the batting, is what I feel. I mean, the players were, getting out of that phase wherein, you rest a little and practice a little bit. You get a proper, get to see the place as well. And you have been traveling as well. But this time we got to rest a lot more. And I think the practice sessions would have gone well and we were confident enough. But yeah, I mean, you need to play calmly when it comes to ODI is what I feel. I mean, you cannot rush through things. I mean, even after losing the first wicket, there was a solid chance that we could have posted 250. Even after losing 3 wickets, we can make a comeback in the ODI. But yeah, I mean, players need to know their roles. They do know their roles, but when it comes to, changing situations, like we are performing well when it comes to chases, but this was the first time that our batting order got exposed. we were at the risk of losing 10 wickets. We have been taking wickets against the team, but you know, this time we were at the risk of you know our tail enders getting exposed, which didn't happen so far. I mean, I'm glad it happened at this juncture of the tournament. But yeah, I mean, we need to work on the batting is what I feel. You know, batters need to know their roles, and whenever they're put on the spot, they need to come out on top. I mean, you're in the World Cup squad. There are a lot of players who could have been taken over you. So you have been given a special role when it comes to World Cup. So if the players know their roles really well and they're clear of it, like whenever they're put on the spot, they need to perform. That area could be the one aspect, but otherwise we are performing really well. And the fielding scare was only in the New Zealand match, which is a good thing. Even in this match, we were good in terms of fielding, and we have been fielding really nicely. Some amazing catches have been taken by our fielders as well. But yeah, I think the one juncture is the players knowing their roles and you know keeping their composure and you know being calm on the field is what I feel is necessary at this point. Apart from that, I think the World Cup is going to stay where it is right now.
That's true. And, focusing on our opposition now, England, they have not had the most ideal World Cup. And I'm pretty sure, this will have some psychological consequences for them as well, because they are a class team. And the form that they're going through is certainly far from desirable. So what are some of the areas that England will look to work on from this match and even the World Cup at large, because languishing right at the bottom of the table, this is not a team like England, right? And it's certainly
Oh
not
yeah,
the
absolutely
expectations we
not.
had. So what are your thoughts on the same?
I mean, I read this statement from Owen Morgan. He was like, before I was coming here and sitting on the plane, if somebody might have told me that, you know, we are going to be at the bottom of the table winning just against Bangladesh, he would have laughed. I mean, that's like sums up the reaction of every cricketing fan is what I feel. I mean, who expected England to be on the bottom of the table and, you know, not even having a chance of qualifying after, you know, 70% of the tournament has been done. I mean, we couldn't have even imagined. Whenever there was a talks about top four, England were favorites to win this World Cup, defend the World Cup as well. But I mean, they are lacking on the confidence. I mean, you have to be confident. You can't, you know, be like you're losing matches. So, you know, you just, you know, don't show up on the ground with the same confidence that you have. I mean, look at the associate teams. I mean, they are oozing with confidence. They have just won like the third or fourth matches over a period of four or five World Cups. And still, you can see the confidence and the passion with which they are playing. I mean, England weren't a confident side against Afghanistan. I mean, you couldn't expect them to, you would expect them to win at least the matches against teams like Afghanistan, Bangladesh, which is like, I'm not saying like teams like that to demean them or something, but you know, the kind of play, they are still developing their players and you know, they are still associate teams after all. They don't have cricket as their, you know, main sports or, you know, they haven't been active. Like as long as England has been active, but you know, if you don't show up on the field with confidence, you know, you can't expect to win matches. Like even after losing four wickets, England were favorites to win the match against us as well, is what I feel. I mean, they had a lot of depth in the batting. I mean, if there was like you know 50 odd runs to win and Chris Wokes and David Villiers were on a strike, I would give the like you know win percentage to England only, is what I feel. But yeah, England needs to talk. The management needs to talk with the players, you know, give them some confidence and, you know, be prepared for the next World Cup. I mean, they're playing for pride now. But yeah, they could, you know, spicing up the things in the points table is what I feel. So yeah, they can try their players as well, is what I feel. They could, you know, try different players at different roles, you know, give different opportunities to their squad is what I feel. But yeah, they need to, you know, get on the field and show up and, you know, play with confidence. I mean, that's the only improvement is what I feel. They are you know, they deserve the World Cup is what I feel. But, you know, if you do play like that, even with the world's best team, you can't win the World Cup.
Yeah, I mean that's actually true, and Theo's hoping you know England can find their mojo and eventually you know challenge some of the other teams and the matches that they have left in this World Cup. And even as we look ahead now, India will be playing a match against Sri Lanka on Thursday, right? So, what are some of the key
Absolutely.
matchups that you are looking forward to, and do you have predictions on you know who's going to actually end up winning this match?
I mean, I'll obviously support India, but I wouldn't count out Sri Lanka at all. I mean, they are actually aiming for revenge for that Asia Cup finals, is what I feel. And they have Angelo Matthews, who has troubled our batting lineup as well as bashed our bowlers out of the park. So that would be a confidence booster for Sri Lanka as well. Coming into this world, coming into this next match, having a senior player who is helping them. But I mean, some of their bowlers who were supposed to fire this World Cup have gotten injured, and I mean, three players have been injured so far is what I'm aware of, like Patirana and
Tamira,
Chamira
Hasaranga.
and Shanaka is what I know of. But yeah, I mean, their side is also a side filled with young talent who scared us in the Asia Cup in the group matches is what I remember. That match could have gone any way, but Jadeja saved the match for us. But in the finals we literally thrashed them. So I mean, they are aiming for revenge as well, and I mean, we can't count them out at all. They are, but what the confidence that we have is they lost their last match, but we are coming after winning this match against England. So we have an upper hand over them, and I really want us to bat again and check the batsman's temperament is what I feel. Put them to test again. Ask them to set a total. I mean, whenever we have a total in mind, we can play freely is what I feel. Like the batters play freely, the Indian batters. But when it is about setting a total, I mean, you can't expect Jasprit Bumrah to, give us that 10, 15 odd runs, which makes our total look a little bit respectable, is what I feel. I mean, we need to put our batsmen to test, and we need to see how they perform under pressure when they're batting first.
Definitely, and considering you know the campaign that India has had so far, winning some of those crucial matches, more or less, I think we have sealed our place in the semi-finals. So I think the remainder games should give us a platform and that opportunity to experiment, not like radically,
Absolutely.
but at least to you know bring out different combinations and see which match situation brings out what type of performance as well. And as we also, you know, near the conclusion of our episode, do you have any final thoughts or a message for our listeners?
I mean, India are current favorites to win the World Cup, but you can't count any team out, is
True.
what I feel. When it matters, if players show up and if they play with confidence, they're going to take away the matches from us, like as we have seen in the past as well. And with teams like Afghanistan and Netherlands coming up and showing up their A game this World Cup, I mean, it's anybody's World Cup is what I feel. I mean, I remember the 1983 World Cup where we were counted out. So I wouldn't shy away from saying that even Netherlands or Afghanistan could be playing anyone in the finals, but I hope that we qualify for the finals and it's us against any of the other nine teams. But yeah, I mean, I'm happy with the Indian team performing so well in each and every match, be it bowling, be it fielding, be it batting. But yeah, I mean, we need to we could experiment a little is what I feel, bring Ashwin in, see where he stands, or like maybe play him four down or five down. Let's see what happens when we are in a position where we can't risk a batsman. Ask him to play, and he could, he has been a match winner for us. So he could be a match winner for us this World Cup as well. And I mean, there's a sour spot as well that many of the iconic players, this might be their last World Cup, but I hope we get to give them a due farewell, and the victory lap is ours on the finals day. And the World Cup stays where it is right now is what my hope is. And yeah, keep listening to Never on the Back Foot with Neha Shetty. She's an amazing podcaster, and I am glad to be here is my last thoughts to the viewers. Oh, listeners, sorry.
Yeah, thank you so much, Alan. You know, that's a really fitting conclusion. And I almost got goosebumps, you know, with the last bit you said about India and like how this is a home World Cup. And it's a really great chance, you know, for us to actually land our hands on the coveted ICC trophy almost after a drought of what, 10 years. So I hope this is that opportunity. And yeah, I think I'll pretty much, you know, draw curtains on our discussion. So thank you so much, Alan, you know, for joining me on the podcast and, you know, sharing these amazing insights. You spoke with a lot of clarity, and I'm sure our listeners can also, you know, resonate with that. He was definitely hoping to have you back on the podcast again. And now, you know, even with the YouTube lives, I would love to have you as a panelist. So yeah, the kind of energy you bring into the conversation is, you know, very infectious. So yeah, Alan, until next time, take care and stay safe. Bye for now.
Yeah, thank you so much, Neha. Bye.
Cheers. Thank you so much, listeners, for tuning into this episode and for your unstinted support. Please follow and press the bell icon on Spotify and subscribe to the podcast on Google Podcasts for the latest episode updates and stay tuned. Do check out @NeverOnTheBackFoot on Instagram and Threads and @NeverOnTheBackFoot on Twitter, now called X, for the latest facts, updates, fresh content and a lot more that's coming up this cricket season. The podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Spotify for Podcasters and many other platforms. So please do spread the word. Until next time, stay safe and take care, listeners. Bye for now.